Welcome to This Is That, where the Word of God comes to life. Here, we take on everyday questions faced by believers and converts, and we dig through the Word of God where similar situations have occurred, and we break it down on how these Bible principles and doctrines can be applied in our daily life situations. And it is our intention and prayer that this fellowship will encourage your faith and strengthen your walk with God. And as our commitment to advance God's kingdom to every culture and nation, we appreciate it very much if you would hit that like button and to share and to subscribe to our channel. This is That, moving the apostolic on your favorite podcast and on YouTube, Call to Ministry. This is That segment. And every time you click on the like button, the more we get advertised out there. And the more we get advertised, the more we are able to reach people. And so before we start, just a couple of shout-outs to our friends at the Uplift Podcast with Brother Nathan Beeler, the Steadfast Devotion Podcast with Brother Trey and Brother Calvin, and to the Search for Truth Podcast with Pastor Young. And so, without much ado, let's get to the table with your host, and let's get digging. Praise God. Welcome. Thank you for joining us again, and we are back. Yes. My brothers are back, and we're more fired than ever. We're more passionate than ever, and we want to bring word more to you and to share more of what God has been pouring into us to help you in your walk with God. We are in a new season, and in this season we are going to be talking more on how are we going to move forward. So last season we were talking about us stepping out of our comfort zones, and after making a commitment to God, after coming out of Egypt, God is going to bring us to a place, mostly a desert place, mostly a wilderness place. And what you're talking about, wilderness, God is just like what he did to the children of Israel. He brought them out of Egypt into the desert. Like, why desert? God brought them to the desert not to destroy them, but to separate them, just like what is going to happen to us in our walk with God. When we get out of the world, when we get out of our Egypt, God is going to bring us to a wilderness to separate us, to create a place for us to be alone with God.
That's right.
Why? So that we could be accustomed to God's voice.
Amen. That's
right. We have been hearing the voice of the world a lot. In the, just like the children of Israel, they've been hearing that this is the God of this, the God of that.
Yeah.
Just like us.
Yeah.
We've been hearing that this is how you have to do when you're in the world. You act like this, you act like that. And so God is bringing us to a wilderness. God is going to bring us to a place to hear his voice, to know of his word.
Yes.
Because the world has a lot of things to offer, but they're not really there to help us.
No.
And so God is trying us to listen to his voice, to concentrate on his voice.
Amen. So we can trust him.
Amen. And so why is he bringing us to this desert is for us to be familiar with his voice.
Right. Praise God.
To take out the competing voices.
Yes.
To take out the distractions.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not
Amen.
Only that, but God brings us to the desert because he wants to reveal himself unto us. And how is God going to reveal himself unto us if there are a lot of competing voices? There are a lot of voices out there. Hey, you need to go to the gym. You need to spend a lot of times in here. Just why? Because you want to be in the world. You have to be like the world. But God is trying to take away those distractions. Why? Because he wants to talk to us. He wants
That's
to
right.
talk to you. Because why? Because he has a plan for you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, God knows our heart. And he brings us to this wilderness, to this desert place, to know our hearts.
That's right.
Do we really have in us to follow Christ or to follow the world? Is our heart really to, yes, Lord, I dedicate my life to you, or hold on a minute, let me go to my family? Just like in the New Testament, Jesus told his disciples, follow me. And a couple of his disciples said, Lord, allow me to go and bury my
That's
father
right.
first.
Mm-hmm.
But what did Jesus say?
Let the dead bury their dead.
Let the dead bury their dead.
like, is Jesus being so doesn't he have heart? That's why he said that. No, but he was telling his disciples, just like one of the verses in the Bible says, put God first.
That's right.
And all these things will come, will be added unto you. So what God is trying to do in our lives is he's trying to take us away from the world, to separate us from the world, not to destroy us, but to give instructions into us so that we, when we go back to the world, we become as light to the world.
Amen.
Amen. And so after we respond to the call, he brings us to a test. Always. Mm-hmm. I mean, every child of God comes to a test.
Yes.
Nobody is going to be exempted. Everyone will come to a test.
That's right.
And but God does not bring us to the test, not to destroy us, but to check if we are ready for the next level.
Amen.
You got to take tests in school to pass the grade.
That is right. Amen. That's right. Well, you said it. I remember, I don't know if it's still applicable in school today, but if you do not pass your final exam, you're not going to go to the next level.
Yeah.
It's true.
And in our walk with God, we I know Pastor Bankins talk about this a lot. There are stages in our spiritual life.
Right.
We first become babies and infants and toddlers and young adults. And before we go to that next level, we have to like pass the test.
That's right.
Are we ready for that test? And so
he talked about that Wednesday night, Bishop. He said the Holy Ghost you had when you was a teenager ain't going to work for you when you're an adult.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Praise God. You need a renewing.
Renewing.
That's it.
That's right. That's right. So that is the test. And so we go to the wilderness for God to check our hearts. Are we ready for the next step?
That's right. Mm. Amen.
There are a couple of examples in the Bible where they were led to a test. Abraham, when he started to walk with God, and there was a test in his life.
That's right.
A lot of tests.
A lot.
Amen.
Oh.
And that doesn't mean that if we fail, that doesn't mean that God is going to reject us. The world may reject us when we fail. When we fail a test, the world will say, oh, let's look for somebody else.
That's right.
But to God, when we fail, that's not a rejection. But that just means that we need a little bit more time.
That's right.
And so this season, we will be talking about what hinders us from moving forward to the next level. And what are the spirits, what are the things that prevent us from moving towards what God wants us and where God wants us to be. And in our lives, we are going to be facing a lot of walls. In the book of Kings, it talks about David facing Goliath.
That's right.
The giant Goliath. In our lives, before we go to our promise, we will be facing a lot of giants. And the first giant that we are going to be facing is a giant of fear.
Amen.
Before we're going to move forward, almost always is going to be the giant of fear that's going to come and face us. And my question is, why fear?
Well, we must first realize where fear first came from.
Yes.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, it says, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. This is Adam talking to God.
Amen.
I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. So after being disobedient to God, the wrong feelings start to take place because God created us in his image.
Amen. That's right.
And he didn't put the spirit of fear in us.
Yes. That's right.
The spirit of fear came because of disobedience.
Yes.
And because of disobedience, now the relationship that we once had with God like got killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why it's very important for us to realize that now we gotta use whatever we can to build back up.
Amen.
It's like a kid and his parents. You know what I mean? When that kid make a bad decision, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
His parents got to whoop him. His parents got to do something. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then at the same time, he got to build back up that relationship.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Of trust.
Yes.
of like, okay, I'm gonna walk the right way with you, parents.
That's right.
That's the same way we got to be with God, and we got to build up back up to where that's, you know, right, it's with God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You just took the words right out of my mouth, man. Before I could even say them.
Yeah.
You know, you mess up, and your mama, she looks at you, or your dad, she gives you that, you know, they give you that look, or she takes a flip flop off, and you know she can curve it around the corner and hit you.
Yeah.
Man, there's that. That's, it's just automatic human nature that when you mess up and make a mistake,
right,
there's going to be a price to pay.
That's right. That's
and
right.
It puts shackles on you.
That's right.
It like puts your feet in concrete. You can't move. You don't want to go forward. You don't want to go to the side. You want to just be like, man, I'm just going to stay right here and see what kind of price I got to pay later for this.
Right. I'm gonna hide behind this.
That's right.
You know? Right.
Right.
Yeah. You know, in the Bible, especially with Abraham, he's a father of faith. But when you look at his life story, he failed a lot of times.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
But failure in the time of testing did not prevent him from moving forward.
No.
And you know why? Because whenever he fall, he chose to pick himself up.
That's right.
Dust himself and keep on moving.
That's right.
Amen. There are times in our life when we fall down, but just because we fall down doesn't mean that we give up.
No.
For God, is just pick yourself up and
right,
keep on moving. And so, going to the question, why fear? You guys talked about it. By nature, we want to be assured.
That's right.
We all want to win. We do not want to fail. We were trained from birth that if we do something right, we will receive a reward. That's how I got trained. It's like, if you do something good, then here's some candy, or here's some Coca-Cola.
No.
we were conditioned that way. So we in turn develop this skill. We adapt to what is normally accepted, that if we do something that is right, then we will get this reward.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's and when we do what is right, because we know what's coming, we're gonna get a reward for
that's
it.
Right.
They always say, if you do good, then I'll give you this one. And we were conditioned to that. We were conditioned that we get something, we see something, we perceive something. But it's different with Christ, because Christ will not, I mean, God is not gonna say, if he said in his word that if you live for me, then this is your reward. His apostles said, Lord, what is our reward? And God said, well, you that left houses, brothers, sisters, wives, children will receive a reward. What he said to his disciples was, you will judge the children of Israel.
That's right.
But to us, we will have eternal life. That is the promise. But he didn't say, this is what I'm going to do to your lives. In 5 years, you're going to drive a beautiful car. And that creates, for me, we worry a lot.
Oh yeah,
because we were here in the world, and we lived in the world, and there's a lot of worries about the future, things that we cannot see, and so we were trained like, if I cannot see, then why am I going?
Right.
That's why walk with God is faith.
That's right.
Man,
it takes faith
ingrained in there.
That's right. We were trained in the world to, this is it. If you do this, you'll have this.
That's right.
But with Christ, it's how to trust God.
Amen.
That's right. Because he told them, there's going to be laborers, and there's some that have labored since, you know, here.
Yes.
But there's going to be some that at the end of time, they're going to jump in right at the end.
Yes.
But their reward is going to be the same as the person that's been doing it for, you know,
amen,
7-8 years.
That's right. That's right.
But so it also, it's not that way.
But it also says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen. Right.
And it's by faith.
Amen.
Faith is a very important.
That's right.
Very important.
That's right. And if we ground, that's so true. And if we ground ourselves in faith, there's no room for fear.
Amen.
But if we do not trust what God is wanting us, then that's when fear comes in. And it's not just fear, but when we allow fear to come in our lives, he's gonna invite his friends, like he's gonna invite doubt, he's gonna invite intimidation. So
always.
Yeah. So let's ground ourselves in faith. And so going back to fear, because we seek reward over time, we create this culture that if I don't get something positive, I will not engage in it.
Right.
If I don't see a reward for me, then I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
We develop fear because we don't know if we are going to succeed or not. We will not engage if we do not see the outcome, if we do not see the price, if we do not see what's coming. We tend to like, no, I'm not going. We're staying where we are. We stay where we are comfortable. Right. We fear what is out there. That is why there are so many believers who will not step out, who will not move out of their comfort zones because fear. The fear of not being able to succeed. We say, Lord, use me, Lord. And when a pastor will come and say, well, can you substitute me for a Bible study? Can you substitute me for a Sunday school? We answer like, I want to hear the voice of God first. Really? Well, because fear.
All right.
So, what is fear?
As we walk with God, and as we are seeking, as we know, it says diligently seeking God, as I read earlier, it's like we got to first realize that the devil is going to do everything we can to use that fear to put it in the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's going to get us to want to fear the things that we shouldn't fear and try to act like that's and that's half the issue that we're facing in the world today. Because we got people that's willing to fear the COVID. You know, you got people willing to fear poverty.
Yeah.
You know, sickness.
Yes.
The devil is throwing every obstacle to bring confusion to what really should be feared.
Yeah.
Right.
And what really should be feared is only one thing that we need to really put our mind and focus on.
Yeah.
Is God.
Amen. That's right.
Because it's a point, because like in my life, as I walk with God, there's a certain point of me that I must be bold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I must, because it says in, well, let me read this scripture for you. In Joshua 4 and 24, that all my people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty,
Amen.
That ye might fear the Lord your God forever.
Amen.
Meaning that the God that we serve is the only true living God.
Amen.
And that's that so he is the only one that is worthy to be feared.
Amen.
But that's this is going above the chapter.
Amen.
But I'm going to take it back for you real quick to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Now this is when Joshua is just taking the place of Moses.
Right.
And so this is when God is saying, have I not commanded thee?
That's right.
Be strong and of good courage.
Right.
Be not afraid, neither be dismayed.
That's
for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. Meaning that, okay, I'm going to be bold.
Right.
I'm going to be courageous.
Yes.
But I'm also going to walk in a way to let God know, God, I fear you. I know that I'm winning.
Yes.
I know that I have the victory. I'm going through battles. I'm going through wars. But
that's
I know
right.
the only way that I'm winning, the only way that I'm having this glory is because I know that I've got to walk a tight with
Amen.
You.
Yes.
I've got to walk tight with God.
You spoke something about when you read Joshua. It says, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid.
Be not afraid.
Why? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
That's right.
Think about that.
Think about that's right. Think about that.
Yeah.
If God tells us through his word and he commands us, say, go and preach the gospel
that's
to
right.
all nations, that it means all nations, all culture, no boundaries. And then we fear. Like, oh, why do we fear? Let me bring you back to David and Goliath. On one side is the Philistine, the armies of Philistines, and on the other side, the armies of Israel. Why were they afraid of this one giant? Why were they fearful of this one giant? This giant came out intimidating them, speaking, I want to fight one-on-one. And why did these children of Israel listen to that voice? They were one.
Yeah.
Why were they listening to that voice?
All right.
Why? Because they allowed fear to come into
them.
That's right. They allowed the voice of the enemy to come into them.
That's right.
You see, they forgot who they were. If they knew that they were with God,
praise
they
God.
Were the children of God,
amen.
Then they would not be afraid.
That's right.
Hey, that's almost like in the garden.
Yes.
If they wouldn't have not listened to the voice.
That's right.
Man.
That's right. If
those voices get you in trouble.
That's right. If only they know who they were, that they were the children of God.
That's right.
That God is with them.
Yes.
That Goliath would not have intimidated them.
No.
But it took one boy who knew who he was.
One
he was a child of God. Amen. He knew that God was with him.
That's right.
And so he was not afraid. He was not fearful.
No.
Why? Because God was with him.
Exactly.
And so if you know that God is with you, how do you know that God is with you? The Bible tells us that when the Spirit of God comes upon us, we are going to speak in languages. When you know that you're a child of God, you will not allow the spirit of fear to come into you and prevent
right.
you from doing what God wants you to be.
That's right.
Praise God.
That's right.
Amen. And so my question is fear a weakness?
This is my opinion. I think that fear is not necessarily a weakness. It's just something that we fall into because in my own life, I know that fear mostly comes to me when I am afraid of like falling flat on my face
mm-hmm.
or you know I
yes.
can't do this because I'm gonna mess it up so bad
yes.
that it's never gonna get fixed again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that's what James does. That's
right.
what I'm good at.
We do.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what the flesh is good at.
Yeah,
you mess
man.
It up beyond recognition and you know there's no salvaging what you
yeah.
messed up anymore. And that was I mean, that's why I ran from God for so many years is because I told God, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Mm. Which, I mean, I was right. I can't do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was afraid to let him do it through me
that's
because
right.
yeah. I was afraid that flesh was going to get in the way.
Amen.
Yes.
You
Amen.
Know,
Amen.
That's one of my fears that I battle all the time.
Amen. Amen. Well, I brought this out because fear is not necessarily a weakness. It only becomes a weakness. It only becomes a chain if we fear the enemy more than we
That's
fear
right.
God.
You're
That's
right.
right.
Amen.
Right.
If we fear the voice of the enemy, if we listen to him more than we listen to God, then that fear becomes a chain that shackles us, that prevents us from moving forward where God wants us to be, from taking the promise that God wants us to be. If we allow the enemy to speak in our lives and say, "Yo, you're not good enough,"
right?
Hey, "Oh, you're not talented enough. You're
right.
not. You cannot speak enough," and we allow that to develop in us, and it will cause us fear. We, in return, become disobedient to God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Because God says, just like what he said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid, for
mm-hmm.
I am with you."
Which, right.
And let's go to Isaiah chapter 41.
I got it right here.
Bro, you want to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it.
Go read it,
right.
Bro.
It says, chapter 41, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed.
Amen.
For I am thy God.
Amen.
I will strengthen thee.
Yes.
Yea, I will help thee.
Amen.
Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Amen.
And you got to realize, as fear is a weapon. Fear makes us resilient.
That's yes. right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Resilient people accept their fears, and that builds strength to embrace, overcome, harness fear.
Amen.
When you focus your fearful experience as source of personal strength, yes. it can help you learn strategies
yes.
that can build resilience.
Yes.
And you know, it's almost as if it's like when Adam and Eve was in the garden
mm-hmm.
and they had fear and they got kicked out, they had to learn how to survive without what God, because God was doing everything for them
yes.
in the garden.
Yes.
Right. But now life has really begun.
Yes.
And now you're going to have to learn how to really learn how to live life. And God's going to build a chance to build a relationship back
That's
up.
That's right.
Amen.
God's going to speak to you.
Yes.
But you got to start wanting to listen to God.
Yes.
You got to want to be close to God.
Yes.
You got to want to make sure that you want God to be there, because he was there and yes. you denied it.
That's right.
You was disobedient.
Yes.
But that lets you know that God is willing to be there.
Yeah.
But you gotta make a decision.
Yes.
That's right.
Who will you serve?
That's right.
Who are you gonna follow?
That's right.
It's almost like, do you know who he is?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know who he is?
That's right.
He's God.
That's right.
That's right.
I mean, this is the creator of yes. heaven and earth. This yeah. is the creator of everything that we're walking on.
Yeah.
People look at things and be like, ooh, that's a cool car. And, and ooh, that's a pretty house you got. And, you know, you look at all these things and not really realizing, well, look at the earth.
Yeah.
There's somebody that created this place.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
And I forget the person that made this house. Yeah, it looked nice, but
yes.
how about let's get our lives lined up to the one Amen. That created us.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. What we're really trying to express in here is that, yes, there is a need for fear, but we do not fear the enemy. We
right.
do not fear
right.
what the enemy is trying to present unto us. What we do not fear what the enemy is trying to tell us when the enemy says, you're not good enough. We do not fear the voice of the enemy. Let me bring you to Matthew 10, chapter 28. Let's read it. Matthew 10 and 28, it says, and fear not them which kill the body,
That's right.
but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. We must not fear the enemy.
Amen.
Why? Because we are of God. We are the child of God. And
Praise
if you
God.
Are the child of God, if yeah. you are born again, child of God, filled with his spirit,
yeah.
you should not fear the enemy.
Praise
Why?
God.
Because
right.
the enemy is under your feet.
Stop
we have the name of Jesus covered over us, and
yeah. yes.
in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every
Ooh.
Tongue shall confess.
Tell
and
them.
In the name of Jesus, sickness is going to bow down. All Amen. Diseases is going to bow down. So why
Amen.
Are we afraid?
Amen.
Why are we afraid of the enemy?
All
Why
right.
we allow the enemy to cause fear in us? Why
All
we
right.
allow the enemy to speak fear in us and chain us where we are when God says, come, I want you to go. Why? Because I am going to be with
That's right.
you.
Praise God. And as they say in Psalms 23 and verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff,
Ooh.
They comfort me.
Amen.
Praise God. That means that we got to be bold as
yes.
Christians, but we got to walk with the fear of God,
yes.
knowing that, hey, we serve a real God.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right. Yeah, be rather fearful of what God can do to you if we disobey him rather than the enemy. Why?
Yeah.
Because if you read the book, you know where he's going to be.
That's
and
right.
And so why are we going to align ourselves with the one that's going to be cast in the lake of fire?
Amen.
Be fearful, but don't fear the enemy. Be fearful of disobeying God.
Amen.
And so we were talking about Proverbs a while ago.
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 1, it teaches us to fear God.
Mm-hmm.
And that the fear of God is, said it, the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah,
that's right.
Does this mean then that in order for wisdom to take its root in our lives, we fear God, we become terrified of God.
No.
Is that what the what Proverbs is trying to tell us, that we're terrified?
No. It's almost is what it's telling us is that we're trying to build a good life.
Yes.
We're trying to build, like a builder trying to build a house. If a builder don't use everything that's needed, mm-hmm. that house is going to fall.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yes.
And so you got to build with fear.
Mm-hmm.
You got to create your life knowing that God has made us a certain way to get to a certain place.
Right.
And if you don't follow what if you don't follow these footsteps, if you don't follow these footsteps right, in other words, there's hell to pay.
That's right. Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Literally.
That's right. And so when we talk, when we go to Proverbs chapter 1, it's not really talking about fear like terrified, like not terrifying fear, but what Proverbs chapter 1 is talking about is fear in a sense of respect,
right?
In a sense of I fear you because I'm gonna do this because I fear you, not because I'm terrified, but because I give you the utmost respect. Fear of failing. I fear of not obeying your voice because I know that you are God.
That's right.
I know that you are above me and you have done all these things for me. And my fear is not terrified fear, but I give so much respect unto you and what God has done into me. And I don't want to fail him.
That's right.
And it's the enemy that will try to make you fear that sudden that sudden fear come up with something that was like shock you.
Yes.
You know, because it says in Proverbs 3:25, it says, be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh.
Yes.
For the Lord shall be thy confidence.
Yes.
And shall keep thy foot from being taken.
Yes.
Amen. And that's saying, God is saying, do not allow things that happen suddenly scare you.
Yes,
that's right.
Meaning that you got to have faith in God.
Yes.
For when sudden things happen.
That's right.
Amen.
I know God is with me. That's why it's good to walk
with
thee. For have him with thee.
That's right.
You got to have God with thee.
Yes.
Knowing God is with thee is a whole nother boldness.
That's right.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
That's right. And that is how to overcome, because you know that he's there.
Yeah.
And he's not going to let you foot slip.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in the word it says, like a tree planted by the water. It ain't going to go nowhere. Yeah. It's there. It's not going to be moved.
That's right. Like, have faith in God. Trust God. It's just like when you become a father, and when the baby starts to walk, we start looking at our dad. It's like, I don't want to go. And your dad's encouraging you. You can go. You can go. Mm-hmm. And we want to hold on to his hand. Like, we're safe. We're safe.
Right.
We're safe when we walk, let's say, the first time I was walking in a bridge. I was a child back then. But I was scared. I was scared to walk by myself. I wanted to hold on to somebody that I knew that I can trust. And if they don't hold my hand, I'm not going to move forward.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they hold my hand, like, I'm brave. But if I'm by myself, I'm scared.
Yeah.
But God is saying, in our walk with God, said, trust God.
Have
faith in him.
Yes.
My brother, you said something about sudden fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when we go to a place, there's this spirits in certain areas, in certain regions,
mm-hmm.
that when we go into there, suddenly we feel like this gripping fear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you said that is from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true.
Yes.
There are places. I mean, I know you grew up in Louisiana.
I did.
And there's a region over there where there's a lot of witchcraft. And I know I haven't been there, but from the testimonies that they say, once they stepped into that place, they felt that spirit.
You can literally feel it.
Yeah.
You can literally feel it come upon you. And it will literally start speaking to you.
Mm.
It will tell you, you're gonna mess up. Mm-hmm. You know, don't step out of bounds, or you know, I mean, it's just little words that come into your mind from the enemy.
Yeah.
And you know it's the enemy.
Yeah.
It's not of God.
Yes.
And you have to take power and authority over that.
Yes.
To even take another step.
Yes.
And that's why it is key.
Yes.
To be close with God, like you was talking
Amen.
About.
Praise Amen. God.
Because if you're not, man, if you're not walking that line,
yes.
You know, you get over here, you're not going to have that power to come against that fear.
Yes.
And overcome it.
Yes.
Because I can't overcome it by myself, and neither can anyone else.
Praise Amen. God.
Yes. For God did not give us the spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm. That's right, but of power.
Yes.
And of a sound mind.
Amen.
I'm telling you, man, there's neighborhoods in Shreveport that there's so much drug activity and gang violence, and, you know, there's people like, man, don't go over into this neighborhood after the sun goes down, because it gets really bad.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And so when we talked about fear, and so the question now is, well, you guys talked a lot of fear. So how do we fight against the giants of fear?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, I know for myself, you know, like going through a scripture, it would be for me, Isaiah 54.
Mm. All right.
You know what I mean? No weapon is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue,
every tongue that shall
rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord.
Amen.
And in my mind, this is letting us know that there's going to be wars.
Yes.
There's going to be battles.
Yes.
But
man,
no weapon that is formed against
that's right
shall prosper.
Look, Amen. It didn't say that the weapon wouldn't be formed.
Yes.
Yes.
It said it won't prosper.
Yes.
You know, so it's coming.
Yeah,
it's
that
coming.
Means it's there. But we got to make sure that we are lined up, like you said.
That's right.
That's right.
With God's will.
That's right.
And also, I'm telling you, this is what I think this world needs to realize, that the Holy Ghost is very much real.
Amen.
And if you don't have the Holy Ghost,
if
you don't have the Holy Ghost, you could be living a whole complete lie.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Fear, doubts, worries, everything that the enemy could possibly entangle you with,
Amen.
You are being entangled with, and sometimes you think that maybe this is just what everybody else's experience.
Right.
No. I go through wars every day. I know we go through wars because Amen. The way that we have been called, the walk that we decided to take.
Yes.
But there's a comforter.
Amen. Amen.
Which is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And it's real.
The Bible says that if the Spirit that raised up Christ dwells in you.
Mm.
Yes.
If that Spirit doesn't dwell in you,
you ain't gonna go nowhere.
You staying.
That's right.
I think there should be a fear of, do I have this Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Do I really believe this Word of God to be able to say, I think there's something in our congregation, there's something in my life need to change because I haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost.
All right.
Amen.
I need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If you can live your life as perfect as you can and you don't have the Holy Ghost,
mm-mm.
I'm sorry to tell you, hell is coming.
Amen. And not only that, okay, it's just like Bishop was talking about the other night. You need a refreshing.
That's right.
Not only do you need that initial infilling and to be full and to be on fire, you need a renewing and a renewing.
That's how important it is.
Every season of your life needs a renewing in the Spirit.
That's how important it is.
It's very important.
Yes. Amen. And so, the question, the challenge for us and for our listeners is that if there is no weapon that is formed against us, it shall prosper.
Yes.
Why are we fearful of going out there and just being a witness for Christ?
Ooh.
Why are we fearful of obeying, bringing some word to people, bringing some word to our families? Bring some word to that homeless guy.
Yeah.
Just praying for them.
Yeah.
Why are we fearful? Well, because I'm feared I'm going to fail. Where is that weapon of failure? Yeah, that is the weapon of the enemy. Yes, the rejection is the weapon of the enemy.
That's
and
right.
If there is no weapon formed against us, it shall prosper. We are going to overcome that weapon. Why? Because our God is stronger.
That's right. That's right. And when you was talking to people about God and you know, being a witness and letting your light shine, I was told very early in life that every aspect of your life has, you know, ups and downs, right?
Yes.
Okay. Not everybody that you talk to is going to accept what you're telling them.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But if you talk to 100 people about God, there's going to be a handful that accept what you say.
Yeah.
They're going to listen to you.
Yeah.
If they're open to it, there's people out there that are hungry.
Yes.
Amen.
Man,
oh, yes.
He said, look on the fields, they're white, ready
white
to harvest.
Harvest.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay? He pray that God would send laborers into the field.
Amen. Yes.
There's people out there that are hungry for God.
Amen.
Praise God.
We don't know who they are.
That's right.
But if we let the Spirit guide us,
yes.
Man, yes. every new person that you talk
Amen.
To about God is a potential person that will convert.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, and,
yes.
and change their life and
yeah.
be saved.
Yes.
And be a part of God's church,
That's
the
right.
bride.
Amen.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Amen.
Yeah,
it gets me excited.
Do not fear of falling down.
Amen.
We
Amen.
All fall down.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
But we will pick ourselves up.
You need to be afraid of not getting back up.
Amen.
Again,
Amen.
You need
Amen.
To be afraid of.
Amen. Praise God.
So now you're wondering, well, you guys talk about how we fight against fear, and so how we overcome fear. Another verse that I'm going to share with you is 1 John chapter 4 verse 18. It says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Wow.
So how, yes. How do we overcome this fear of not being able to go out and reach for the lost? How are we going to fight this fear of, I'm not good enough to go to a nursing home and pray
right.
for them.
Right.
I'm not fearful. I'm. How can I overcome this fear of not being able to go to a lady in Walmart and pray for them? How am I going to overcome this fear of knocking doors and being able to shine light with God? Bible says we overcome this fear with perfect love.
Amen.
Where does perfect love come from?
Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus, that's right.
Amen.
We have love in us.
Yes.
But it's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But when the love of God comes into us, we are able to rise up and say, I do not care if I'm going to be rejected or not. I'm
yes.
going to that lady
right.
and I'm going to pray for her.
Yes.
I have more love than I have fear. Let's
that's
do
right.
it.
And
that's
hey,
right.
Praise God.
It's not us, but if we allow God, allow His love to work in us.
That's right.
We are going to overcome every
Amen.
Obstacle.
Amen.
Even if you say, I'm not able to speak, but I'm going to go. Why? Because there's something in you.
Yes.
The love of Christ is in you that overcomes every
Amen.
Obstacle.
Amen.
Say, I'm not going to care if I'm going to be rejected, if I'm going to fall, if I'm going to fail, if they're gonna not going to listen, I'm going to go. Why? Because the love of Christ is in you.
That's
and
right.
if you allow that to develop in you, if you allow God to put His love in you, man, we can win this city.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You know, that reminds me of a story. You know, we like to go hiking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there was a, you remember, it was, I think it was Petit Jean.
Finishing.
There was that waterfall.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that
yes.
waterfall? The first time
yes.
we went.
Yes.
You guys crossed over, and I stayed back because I didn't have right shoes on. I was scared.
All right.
I was scared. I seen you guys. You guys, it looked slippery. It was wet. You know what I mean?
Yes,
and I
was
like, man, you know? But something, ever since then, it kind of just, something was just working on me. You know what I mean? Like, Nate, okay, you need to pray. You know, because, you know, I'm like, man, I need to be able to conquer this. I got to get over there. These
That's
guys,
right. yeah.
you see a little girl, a little baby girl, and a little boy over there, and they look at and so about a month and a half or 2 months ago, me and another brother went up there
mm-hmm.
and we was going down, and in the moment that we got down, it was like a straightaway, my heart started beating.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why. And so we get down there. Next thing you know, you heard the waterfall.
Yeah.
And I don't know what got in me, but something was like, we're going to do this today.
Okay. Amen.
So I didn't even know. The brother, he went down there. His ankle was hurting. So he kind of went down there kind of being safe. And I was like, I just started. I started to take this path. I went. I was like, okay. And I was, next thing you know, I was silently praying. Like,
all right.
Amen.
Okay, God. So all I started. So I started off my journey. And you know how it is. Because it's like, okay, because once you pass a little bit, it's almost, it's sketchy.
Yeah.
Like, it looks slippery. Yeah. It looks like, and then you kind of, you can fall down. You're going to scratch yourself. You could hurt yourself.
More than scratch
yourself. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm crossing. But then once I got past a little bit of what you could see with your eyes.
Right.
The moment that I passed that, I realized that there was already a path laid.
Yeah.
The moment that I passed what I feared so much.
Yes.
Once I stepped over that.
Man.
That's awesome.
There was already a path laid. Mm-hmm. I just had to get there.
Yes.
Something that I couldn't see
right.
was already there, paved out for me.
Don't preach it.
That's so awesome. The moment, I was like, man, I'm going to use this one.
All right.
So the moment that I got, and then it was almost as if, because it was, you had to, I'm telling you, like, the fear of, you know, and I'm being a man and real with you. The fear that I had was almost like it was weakening me.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, oh, my God, I was shimmying on these rocks. Like, okay, God. And something was like, man, you should go back. You think this is safe? And I was like, I don't know, but I think God said he got me. And so that's when I saw the path. And next minute, you know, I was almost able to walk. I still was able to do it. It was still kind of there. But, man, I didn't see the path unless I stepped out.
All right. Man,
that's right.
You know, and sometimes we got to realize that,
man.
Yeah, love is very important, but it's also with faith.
Yes, that's right.
If I come talking to you, I got to have faith that regardless of what matters, maybe somebody's having a bad day and you might try to talk to them.
Amen.
And they'd be like, but maybe it was just the fact that God just needed you to plant a seed.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
And there's a path that's laid out that God already laid out for you.
That's
you
right.
just got to just keep
that's
going.
That's right. That's
you just
right.
got to keep walking.
That's right.
And, you know, we have to remember always that we don't give the increase.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Mm. We plant the seed.
That's right. Praise God.
And
God.
We water.
Yes.
Amen.
That's
but
it.
But it's God.
But God gives the increase.
Yes.
That's right.
Man, praise
so
God.
We shouldn't be afraid in the
Amen.
First place.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Getting back to what you said. You see, it boils down to trust and faith.
That's right.
Amen.
If you don't trust God, fear is going to always. Fear of the enemy is always going to prevent you from moving that forward.
Hinder
yes.
your walk.
Yes. And so how do you get to your promise? Just have faith in God.
Faith.
Step out.
Yes.
Amen.
You may not see it. We talked about it when we started. Mm-hmm. You may not see it now. But just have faith that God has the best for you.
That's
walk
right.
Walk in it. Step out in it.
Amen.
Peter, when he said, Lord, is that you? In the storm, Peter,
right.
Peter was saying, they saw a ghost. And like, Lord, is that
it's
you?
A ghost.
Like, yes, it's me. If it's really you, then ask me to come and,
right.
and I will know. Then Peter said, hey, come. And Peter was not. He stepped out.
He did.
But when he started to
look
his focus somewhere else, and then when he started to sink.
That's right.
And so, trust God.
Amen.
Step out. You may not see it right there. Just like what my brother said. The path is there. Just have faith.
Amen.
Yes.
I know this one game that they blindfold you and let you stand in a platform like this. Say, do you trust? Mostly they will say, do you trust God?
Yeah,
I trust God. They blindfold you and then they say, how much you trust God? I trust it with all my heart. And then they push you. And first you will be afraid because you get out of balance. But when you fall, a hand is there.
That's right.
Catching you.
That's right.
That's what God wants us to do.
That's right.
Trust in him.
That's right.
Have faith in him.
Amen.
Do not fear.
Amen. You know, back to when you said it's just the first steps and stuff, you know, baby steps. When you start taking those baby steps, you eventually grow up.
Yes.
And then you start taking grown-up steps.
Amen.
You take teenager steps.
Amen.
Then you grow up, you take adult steps.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
It starts out somewhere. You got to start somewhere.
You got to start. And we got to realize that it's very important to put God, to walk with God.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Because,
amen.
Like, your walk can mean so much to so many people.
Yes.
What are you showing? What are you proving? What are you out here doing? What is your walk declaring?
That's right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you can look at a man of God and say that they're walking a true man of God. I could say that because we got true men of God in our church. Right. I Amen. Love our uh-huh. church because our men Amen. Of God walk with the way that I feel God, I'm honored.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I'm honored Amen. just to see a real man of God.
That's
I done
right.
seen people that don't walk accordingly
All right.
and preach a different message.
All Amen. Right.
Yes.
But I love a man of God that preaches from the book. I love a man of God that preaches, because our bishop says that he's the man on the tower.
Amen. Right.
And he said he got to preach this way.
That's right.
Because he fears God.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
He said, I'm doing this for myself. I got to right. preach. God yes. has called me
That's right.
to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And I got to preach it as God ordained me to preach it, as
Amen.
God has called me to preach it. Because Amen. If I don't preach it, your blood is on my hands.
Amen. That's right.
But Amen. If I preach this word right, the blood is not on my hand.
That's
it's
right.
on you. Now you got to be right. obedient to
That's
the
right.
word.
Amen.
How are you walking?
Amen.
How are you? What are you declaring in this world?
Amen.
Are you walking lukewarm, calling Amen. Yourself a full-fledged Christian?
Amen. All right.
That's right.
But you're not showing no fear of God in your walk.
Yes, That's right.
You're showing more fear of the rebels,
yeah.
of the devil. We got to make sure that in any storm, God, know that God is with us.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen. Amen.
Because, you know, as it says in Mark chapter 4, in verse 39, it says, and the storm arose, and the Lord, he rebuked the wind,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and said unto the sea, peace, yep, be still.
That's right.
Amen.
And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
Amen.
Nice.
Amen.
A great calm.
Great calm. Mm-hmm.
And he said unto them, why are you so fearful?
Uh-huh. Yes.
How is it that they have no faith?
Amen.
And they feared exceedingly.
Amen.
And said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the seas obey him?
Yep.
We got to realize that if you're walking with God, there's not a storm that you can't go through.
Yes. Amen. That is the biggest thing. Knowing that you're led by the Spirit of God.
That's yes. right.
You know.
That's right.
If I tell you to go do something, it may not pan out 100% right,
right
for you.
Right.
Okay. But if you know you've heard from the Spirit of God, if
yeah,
you
right.
know you're led by the Spirit,
yes,
it's going to work.
It's going
to
work.
It's got to work.
Yes.
It's not going to fail.
That's right.
Because you're doing what God, you know what? There was a guy one time that told me, my pastor from Shreveport,
mm-hmm.
the church that we came from before we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, if you go up there and grab that mic
mm-hmm.
and start talking about something that you have written down or
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know, you could miss out on some things.
That's
okay?
right.
But now, if I tell you,
yeah,
James, I want you to talk about this subject,
mm-hmm.
okay, and I do what he has told me to do,
mm-hmm.
I can't miss the will of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm obeying the person that told me,
That's
that
right.
has the rule over me.
That's right.
This is what you're going to do.
That's right.
Praise God.
So when you know that you're following that Spirit, when your footsteps are where he tells you to put them,
Amen.
You know it's going to work out.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, as it says in Proverbs 10:27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth our day,
mm-hmm.
but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. You know, and that's just letting us know, like, if we walk according to the will of God, that God is literally giving us instructions to live a prosperous and a blessed life.
Yes. Amen.
But if by taking the short route, by taking the worldly route,
Amen.
That's when your day started to, you know what I'm saying? Not saying
yeah.
that sickness don't come. Not saying
yes.
wars don't come.
Right.
Not saying death don't come.
No, yeah. you're, amen.
But mm. it's going to be more blessed.
Yes.
Amen.
You could, like, you can find a child of God that can go through more than a worldly person can because
Amen.
They've got the peace of God.
That's right.
Man.
That
they
is
got
so true.
Love.
That's right. Yes.
They
yes.
got faith.
Yes.
There's something to have faith about.
Amen.
Amen. In Luke 10:17, all right, And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord,
yes.
even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Amen.
And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's fast.
Amen.
Behold, I give unto you power,
power.
To tread on serpents
Amen.
And scorpions
that's
and over
right.
all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And let me repeat that. And over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
Not with... Okay. He could have stopped right there.
Right.
And that would have been enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but he goes on and says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
That the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Yes.
Praise okay, God. I've heard this preached a lot. Okay, and they go straight for rejoice that your name is written in heaven. And I'm not coming against that. That is the most one of the most amazing scriptures in the Bible.
Amen.
Because I know my name's written in heaven.
Amen. Praise God.
But he said, notwithstanding, don't even think about you having power over the enemy.
Yeah.
But rejoice because your name's written in heaven.
That's right.
It's like your name is Oscar.
Mm.
Okay? It's just that's a given.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have power over the enemy.
Yes.
Amen.
Just like my name is James, I have power
Amen.
Over the enemy.
Yes.
Through the Spirit that dwells inside of me.
Amen.
Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Man.
That's right.
Woo!
Amen.
Okay, so when that fear comes, you know how it does? It's nagging right in your ear. You can overcome that because you have authority.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
over
fear.
Yes, because
Praise
you have Christ inside of you.
Man.
Praise God. I got something to go with that. In 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7, it says, For God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
But That's, of power.
Yes.
And of love, as you were saying.
Amen.
And of a sound mind.
Amen. Man, that just brings it all right
you
there.
Know?
Amen. As we get to a close, let me read this to you. Psalms chapter 27. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation.
Yes.
Whom shall I fear?
Mm.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?
Amen.
Why are we afraid?
All right.
Fear did not come from God.
Mm-mm.
But fear is the weapon of the enemy to distract us, to chain us from moving forward.
That's right.
Amen.
Prevent us from getting our promise. Prevent us from being what God has called us to be.
Praise God.
And so, as we come to a close, we fight the enemy. We overcome the enemy. How? By putting Christ in us.
Amen.
By allowing the love of Christ to come inside of us.
Yes.
For perfect love, casteth out fear.
Amen.
And in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
We fight the enemy by putting on Christ
Amen.
And putting on the armor that God has put upon us.
Amen.
We overcome the enemy through the blood of Christ. And if we allow the enemy to speak into us, it creates fear in our lives.
Amen.
It becomes a shackle unto us. From doing what God has called us to be.
Amen.
And so, if there ever is a lesson for tonight, we want to encourage you. Do not allow the spirit of fear to come into you. Do not allow that spirit of fear that comes from the enemy to guide you.
Amen.
But be guided by the word of God.
Yes.
Trust in him.
Yes.
Just my brother has said, you may not see it now, but the path is there.
Amen.
Amen.
Have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For he knows all things.
Yes, he does.
And he's not going to bring us to places that's going to hurt us. But he has our best intention in our lives.
Amen.
And so we are grateful. We're thankful We're honored to once again bring the Word of God to you, and we hope that our lesson tonight has been an encouragement for you guys. And if you have any prayer requests, if you have any questions, feel free to send us your comments, and we're glad to help you guys in your walk with Christ.
Amen.
And so, my brother, as we close, would you want to pray for us?
Yes. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for all your blessings, God.
Yes, oh God.
We ask you to move, Lord, upon each and every individual under the sound of our voice, Lord, that's watching this and that's in this room, God. We ask you to help us, God, to overcome our fears.
Amen.
Lord, help us, God, to line our lives up with your word.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us, God, to be full of your spirit.
Yes.
God, and help us, Lord, to remember every day to put on your armor.
Amen.
God, that we could fight against the wiles of the devil, Lord, and overcome him in these evil days.
Amen.
Lord, I ask you, God, to protect us.
Amen.
Lord, help us, God, to realize that you are all that matters in this life. Lord, for where our heart is, that's where our treasure will be. Lord, and we give you praise and glory and honor, Lord, for everything that you've done for us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. So till the next time we see you again, always remember that this is that.
Yes.
God bless you all.
Well, there you go, my friends. We hope that you were blessed by the sharing of the word, and we pray that God would continue to bless you and guide you as we journey together towards the calling wherewith we were all called. And we hope you enjoyed our table talk, and please don't forget to click on that like button, to share, to subscribe to This Is That on your favorite podcast. And also find us on YouTube at Call to Ministry. Just click on This Is That video link. Until we meet again, continue to stay strong in the Lord. And as we continue to move together in the apostolic, always remember that this is that. God bless you all.